from your home for weather, fist shaking, and maybe some sports, all the way live from Studio A. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Hey, guy.
Hi.
Dude, we're doing
this. Good morning.
Yeah.
We are live.
This is a Friday morning.
We haven't been live in like...
too long.
Been a long time.
It is. Pretty sure the last time we were live, we were talking about the weather. And the snow and the upcoming. No, it's a... I like when the schedule works itself out like this.
Yep.
It's a nice way to start my
holiday
weekend.
Week.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It felt it.
Yeah.
This caps off the holiday week for me. This is the one of the highlights, I got to say. It's pretty good.
This is my first time, significant time off.
Yeah.
Because I've been off since Wednesday.
Score.
Since February of this year.
That's too long.
I know.
Good to be here.
I clocked out. Nice. Early on Tuesday.
Attaboy, yeah. Nice 10-hour work week. Attaboy.
Yeah.
You feeling that. We could do some sports stuff if you wanted to.
Might as well. I mean.
I was going to talk about the traffic. It's really not. The weather's good for about the next, 12 hours or
not
so.
Even.
Or something. Probably. I don't know. We'll stare at the sky until it happens, I guess. So we did some sports things over the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, I watched a Packer game on a Thursday from my couch. During the day, and they won.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was, I've been waiting as a Packer fan to kind of see the big game, and yesterday was about as big game as you were going to run into.
Right.
National TV audience, everybody just either sitting down to some Thanksgiving or cooking some stuff. Everybody's watching, all eyes on. At the Silverdome, at Pontiac Stadium, whatever they call it nowadays. Yep. And the Packers won. I mean, they won by 7.
Yeah. 30. I didn't watch them at all, so I couldn't tell you barely anything. I just saw the stats. I played Jordan Love in my personal fantasy football, which...
Did you well? Fairly certain. I mean, we're at four touchdowns.
You're 25 points, I think, for me.
18 of 30, once again, it's a Jordan Love experience. Where he's not completing.
If you look at the stats just on fantasy football and the points.
Sure.
Every other week.
Yeah.
Up, down, up, down, up, down.
And even during the game, 18 of 30 is barely 50%. I did some math there. You know, it's not your league average. You're looking for a guy to get maybe 23 completions out of 30.
Right.
234 means exactly what it looked like if you watched the game. We're going deep. They were bombing it deep to wide receivers as often as they could. Christian Watson actually played well. First time maybe he's played well he had one game earlier this year. He had a couple touchdowns, but it's been quite a while. As a Packer fan, if you're a Christian Watson fan, it's been too long. He was clutch when he needed to be clutch, and he made it through the game. Jacobs played. He was averaging 5 yards a carry.
If you look at all the team stats, pretty even.
Correct.
Other than the three sacks.
Yes.
Everything else, time of possession to 28 minutes, 54 seconds. Detroit had 31 minutes, 6 seconds.
Sure.
The
Packers run defense, which I can't believe they actually have one, but they do. Yeah. They've been playing pretty well. They held Jahmyr Gibbs, who has been the best running back in the division, most certainly, but maybe the best running back in football who isn't Christian McCaffrey this year. They held him to 68 yards, 20 carries to get there. They were missing Ross St. Brown, the Lions' number one all-pro, most consistent wide receiver in the NFL, got hurt in the first quarter.
Way early in the first
quarter. Early. Yep.
Yeah.
Makes a huge difference. If you're the Lions, or if you're the Packers, heck, if you're anybody, missing your number one offensive player.
And they're missing their second, Sam LaPorta, too.
Yes, yep.
He's
and
on IR.
Their tight end, who's really good, also out. Once again, you can make excuses, kind of like you were able to in the first game against the Lions, new coaches, injuries. Well, the Packers are beat up, too. They're at that same point in the season the Lions are, and they won. They are now 2-0 against the presumptive best team in that division. The Lions at one point this year, you could make a real easy case for being the best team in football. Same way you did for the Packers. So I guess, if you're a real diehard Packer fan, you look at this 8-3-1 record.
Yep.
You look at the one tie against Dallas. Dallas won yesterday. Dallas has beat both the Super Bowl teams from last year. So,
right.
You know, Dallas has looked that loss, that tie to Dallas doesn't look quite so bad. If you're the optimist, you can say, hey, this is where the Packers make their run.
Well, we said before, like the last half of the season is when Jordan Love becomes Superman.
Yes. Yeah. You know? And it looked it, quite honestly. There were signs of carrying the team.
Right.
There were signs of Matt LaFleur coaching correctly, which is a nice sign. Over the last few weeks, it's kind of been a let's dump on the head coach sort of thing. There's nothing, you can't really say anything negative about this win. Not only is it not a loss.
Just the body of work in general.
You know, and the Packers are now going to have to prove how good they actually are. Because next week, we roll into the Bears.
Okay.
And then we go against the Broncos.
Then the Bears again.
And then the Bears again.
Ravens.
And then the Ravens. And
which
then we
lost last night.
Kind of finished their, yeah, well, that's a whole day. Yeah, we'll go down the wormhole. The Bengals looked real good with their all-pro quarterback. Well,
amazing. What
a happens? Guy who's going to win two-time comeback player of the year. Yeah, it's so silly. Yeah. And then they finish off against your Minnesota Vikings, which, you know, at that point in the season, your 4-7 Vikings might be 4-12, and they might not be having much except for, oh, man, I hope this J.J. McCarthy thing works out. So these next four games for the Packers are playoff games. The Packers can guarantee their spot in the playoffs with some wins. They can clinch the division. I'm pretty sure 8-3-1 puts them in first place in the division.
Well, they're tied right now with the Bears.
Okay. So this is really comes down to it. These next two out of three against the Bears.
You gotta win every one of them.
You can't say this is their season, but it pretty much is their season. You need these to be able to back up a win like last week.
Right.
Yep. No, it
And the Bears are way ahead of schedule. I didn't think the Bears were going to be this level next year.
No, they're a punching bag. It's been comfortable over the last 10 years, give or take, to just pencil in the Bears as that 10-loss team who's going to probably be looking for a new coach and a new quarterback at the end of the year. Well, last year they solved both of those problems.
Well, yeah.
It looks it. Caleb Williams looked good. Yeah. Caleb Williams looks like the, you know, maybe second-best quarterback in the division, maybe the best quarterback in the division. Jordan Love
is more consistent now.
He's
doing the right things at the right time.
I mean, we say coaching. It's all coaching at that point, right? You get some stability underneath you as a quarterback.
Coaching matters. Look at the Jaguars.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, correct.
You know?
Yep. Sometimes it takes that guy to motivate a room full of professional athletes, and Ben Johnson has done it for the Bears.
Yep.
Not so much Kevin O'Connell doing it for the Vikings, right?
We don't have to talk about that.
I mean, I'm morally.
You didn't want you. No. When the Packers weren't doing so good there for a second, you didn't really want to talk about them.
I didn't, but somebody was nice enough every week when they lost to Cleveland. I'm pretty sure we talked about it. So the Packers lost to the Vikings, or the Vikings lost to the Packers 23-7 last time around.
Yeah.
They looked.
I was really surprised it was only 23-9. Or six.
Six, yeah. They lost every way you could lose a game, right? Like, not only did they give up runs and big plays, their offense was really bad.
Stagnant.
And their quarterback got hurt again. Yeah, good transition. J.J. McCarthy, once again, he was a first-round pick a couple years last year. Didn't play much at Michigan. Hasn't played much this year in the pros. When he has played, I sent you this little picture there.
He
is statistically the second worst starting quarterback out of 538 starting quarterbacks since 1990 something. He's the second worst behind Jamarcus Russell, who's considered to be one of the worst quarterbacks of all time.
He's above Jamarcus.
He's just above the worst. He's just above the worst quarterback statistically of all time. Where are you as a comfort level now as a fan?
At this point for me, I mean, obviously, I follow all the social medias.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and then because of the way the algorithms are, I just see groups I'm not even part of. You know, they're all calling for JJ to be benched, get rid of him. Da 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 da. I'm not gonna be. My judgment's not gonna be done until the end of the year. You know.
Okay.
Once he comes back in, I've been saying it all year. Improvement every game.
But definitively, let's say he still bottoms out at the end of the year and he's the 537th best quarterback of all time. Can you just say we can draft a new guy in the offseason, or do you say, well...
I mean, at that point, we'll have a top 10 draft again.
You'll have a very high draft pick. You'll probably be able to replace J.J. McCarthy with whatever quarterback.
I don't think they're going to give up on him, though.
You don't think so? You think you got to... Because right now, their backup is Max Brosmer.
See, now, that could hopefully throw a twist in everything. Maybe he plays great this weekend.
You could say maybe. There isn't a lot of...
you don't know.
There isn't a lot of undrafted rookie free agents who start in the NFL. I'm guessing statistically over the course of the NFL, probably hasn't happened a lot.
No.
I don't know how much success they've had. I know of very few. I think there was a David Garrard played for the Jaguars in like the early 2000s. He got there.
Yep.
I don't know of any others.
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy was a seventh. Wow. He was at least the end of the draft, right?
The last Mr. Irrelevant, but yeah.
Tom Brady was near the end of a draft. Turns out to be one of the... It's real
we'll
infrequent.
See.
As bad as coaching is in the NFL at the quarterback position, I firmly believe it's the worst coached position in professional sports.
Yeah.
The scouting departments are pretty good. They are digging every... They're picking up every rock, trying to find every player possible. And if they haven't found, if Mac Brosmer wasn't drafted, I'm not going to assume great things. But you're going to get a game out of him. You're going to see this week.
Maybe more.
I mean, you'd like, here's the thing. If you're a Vikings fan, don't you kind of want him to be just as bad as J.J. McCarthy? Because if he's better than J.J. McCarthy, that's real damning on how good J.J. Yeah. McCarthy actually is.
Yeah.
They're playing. They've got a game. They've got, you know, next week, Sunday, give or take.
Yep.
It's
Seahawks.
It's Seahawks. All right. That's the Sam Darnold game.
Yeah.
That's a fun one. That's a real in-your-face comparison to what you could have versus what you currently are as a Vikings fan. They could have paid Sam Darnold.
They could have.
They might not have had some of the players they picked up on, say, defense, which arguably might have worked out okay because their defense has not been all that good. Sam Darnold is going to make the Pro Bowl again this year.
Yeah.
It's what could have been.
That's the game.
Sure.
You know, you roll with the dices. You think you see enough of a guy. You go, okay, let's see what he's like. You know, who knows? He never lost. He's never lost in his life. JJ.
Sure, yes. No, correct. High school.
High
Michigan,
school.
He won a national championship. Yeah. I think he lost one or two games in his college career.
Right, correct. So, you know, I'm assuming he's rattled. And his confidence level is at the lowest you'll ever get.
You watched during that game against the Packers. You watched the image of him sacking himself, essentially. He said, hike. He tripped over his own feet and just laid there on the ground hoping to not fumble the football. That was definitely what happened. And
so it's confidence. I mean, it's, you know, we have a couple of bad nights at a restaurant cooking and you go, oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. You know,
sure. But you know, the next day you got to do it again.
Right.
And you're hopefully going to learn something. The good people who are good at cooking, they learn how not to burn themselves.
They
learn
don't.
How to take their time. They
or
know,
they
or they don't. And then they move on to something else. So I do
front
understand.
Of the house.
Oh man, that's good stuff. I like that.
Yeah,
that's fun. So no, we got that. That's I'm a little more optimistic.
I think he's all right. I think it'll come through.
Sure. Yeah. I don't believe
on the radio. You can't see me roll my eyes.
Eye roll guy.
I
like
know,
that.
But I don't know. I think he's got it. I mean, you've seen glimpses of it when he's there. It's just I don't know if the game is still moving too fast for him.
I guess I'm not looking at those rose-colored, those purple-colored glasses like you are, because if a guy is that bad, I mean, we're talking worse than Joe Webb. We're talking worse than Christian Ponder. We're talking worse than a Ty Detmer. We're talking worse than Scott Mitchell. We're talking worse than some of the worst quarterbacks that you could possibly name. I don't know how many great highlights that I can really glean.
It's a complex problem.
It is.
And, you know, it's really what it is, and you got to go, okay, is it the O-line? Well, the O-line's not good.
Mm-hmm. But the problem is that the O-line is pretty well paid. The O-line's going to be the same offensive line next year.
No, it won't. There's a couple of those guys have a one-year deal.
Oh, good deal. Get off of the – don't put good money after bad at
that
point.
Don't put the guy that's had four concussions back on there.
Hopefully not. Yeah, no.
You paid him, though. You know, O-line, is it – I mean, who's our OC? Because not really OC, because it's...
I was going to say, Kevin O'Connell, I don't know who the offensive coordinator is, because Kevin O'Connell calls all the plays.
Right. I don't know. It's a wake-up call. I mean, we've been a good, really good team for the last 3 years.
You've been good enough to put so much, besides the quarterback, in place. Right. Everything else on this Vikings roster is at least a league average, if not better, correct?
Right.
From offensive line, defensive line, wide receiver room, running backs, tight ends, all these back end, the linemen, the linebackers, should be winning ball games because you did last year.
Right.
And the only thing different is one guy.
A couple guys, but yeah.
Defensive coordinator still the same. Yeah. Offensive system is still the same.
Yeah, but I mean...
I mean, as a Packers fan, I'm rooting for him to continue to be really bad.
I'm sure you are.
Because it just, it's fun. It's fun for me to wonder, is there somebody worse than the Bears? Yeah, there is somebody worse than the Bears. It's the Vikings, once again. And, you know, it's fun to get excited about another top five pick. Maybe they can get another wide receiver. Yeah. Remember last? No? Yeah. So we will talk more, I bet, next week. We've got, as I said, Packers now because they played yesterday. We've got essentially a bye weekend.
When do they play again?
They will play next week Sunday.
Oh, that's Sunday.
Okay. Yep, it'll go all the way back to Chicago or at Green Bay next Sunday. So you've got a bye week. The Vikings, like I said, have their, you know, coming back home game. It's the equivalent of Aaron Rodgers against the Packers playing the Steelers, except Sam Darnold was only there for a couple of years. But
1 year.
1 year, and Sam Darnold was kind of as an afterthought. Nobody really thought the Vikings would sign him. It was kind of assumed he would go elsewhere. And he's been really good. So that'll be...
When he's been good.
When he's been bad, he's been what he was at the end of his Vikings career bad. That's fair.
Yep.
So that'll be for our next week. What else is happening in other sports? Or in the NFL? What do you got?
I mean, let's see. Do we have anything? I mean, the Patriots are the best team right in front of the Broncos.
Once again, that's a nice reload from the Patriots. All it took was about 5 years.
New coach.
That was just it, too. They replaced everything, structure, from the Belichick era. It took some cleaning out.
Yeah.
And they've looked really, really
so
good.
So the interesting division there is going to be the AFC North. Steelers and Ravens are tied at 6 wins, and then the Bengals are just 2 games behind all of a sudden.
Weird. Yeah,
they won last night.
That game
that
last night, you have your Joe Burrow instead of Joe Flacco. It turns out you're good. It turns out that offense can do what they're supposed to do when your quarterback is a legit quarterback with a real cannon of an arm.
Titans are going to get the number one pick probably again.
Probably again.
Raiders are going to get number two.
Cam Ward has done enough as the number one pick to stay their quarterback next year.
Yeah.
They've fired a coach already.
Yep.
The Raiders are just awful. I don't know what
Chip
happened
Kelly
there.
Chip Kelly got fired this week?
I would have assumed that Pete Carroll taking over that franchise was going to give them stability, that Geno Smith would give them stability. Turns out neither of those things is true.
It was an interview or press conference. Pete Carroll addressed Chip Kelly saying, because Chip Kelly's a longtime friend.
And the highest paid offensive coordinator in football, I found. Yeah, fired.
He gave Chip a lot of free rein.
Sure, yeah.
To do it his way. And they disagreed as friends. They butted heads, I guess, the way it sounded.
That would be tricky because Pete Carroll's more of a CEO, oversees the whole operation than he is a offensive coordinator.
Right.
He is the defensive coordinator.
He's
sure.
The mastermind.
Yes. Yep.
AK.
Yep.
But so yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, you got Tom Brady there as a minority owner. I mean.
Yeah. You've got Ashton Gentry, Brock Bowers, two of the most talented young offensive weapons. Should be. That'll be the bottom of the NFL is pretty consistent. I like that. That by the end of the year, the teams that are terrible are terrible. The Saints are just as bad as we thought they'd be.
Cardinals.
The Cardinals are, they've been my team since I was a kid, and they've never been good. And they're still not good. And they're going to end up with not the number one pick. They're going to end up being, that's a thing for me.
We got 10 minutes. You want to talk about whether or not Kyler Murray is going to be there this year?
No, that's an off-season thing. Because, yes, he's a $60 million quarterback. When you're a $60 million quarterback, well, because that's what he's on the books for, he's not as bad as Russell Wilson, and he's not as annoying, so you can't cut him.
He's not as bad as J.J. McCarthy?
No, he's not as bad as J.J. McCarthy. By the numbers, if you don't remember, 537th best quarterback of all time. Kyler Murray's somewhere like the 250th best quarterback of all time. You know, like, he's average, maybe. No. No, it's a little too, like I said, we got the last quarter pole of the NFL season left. Kind of every team is where they are. I wouldn't have guessed.
They are and they're not. The NFC is weird.
Yes.
Totally weird. Fair. I mean,
I wouldn't have assumed Dallas is back, but apparently Dallas is back.
Dallas is two games behind Eagles, who are not looking like a well-oiled machine.
And we said this last year, and they went and won the Super Bowl. They haven't looked like a well-oiled machine ever. I think.
Yeah, no, but they really don't. I mean, Saquon is not doing anything, you know, Saquon stuff.
They feel like if somebody has a DeLorean, and it just, it runs terrible, and it starts bad.
But it's a shiny DeLorean.
But it's cool looking and shiny. That's what the Eagles feel like. You know it's not going to start in the winter. You know it's not going to, but it's fun to race around, and, you know, they're cool. The Packers are, the Bears to me are the surprise team in football.
Sure.
But, you know, there was a lot of hype about them being better, but they're good.
Doesn't matter if the Rams are going to win it all anyway.
And the Rams, look, once again, that's one of those offseason, I wouldn't have, the Rams have just been the most consistent franchise all over the last 5 years.
As they say, all three phases.
Oh, but
really
they
good.
Matter, dude. It, yeah. As you can tell, the Packers, just by example, if you don't have a kicking game, but you have an offense and a defense, you're going to lose games. Yeah. If you don't have a defense, you're going to lose games. If your offense goes flat for 3 weeks, you're going to lose 2 out of 3. The Rams have been really good there. No, we could veer off of the NFL
That's fine.
I want to talk Badger football. Dude.
It won again.
And
everybody stormed the field.
It's strange.
Such a great moment.
You know you're in a bad... Well,
what's their record?
They're 4-7. The Badgers are now 4-7. They've won 2 out of their last 3. They've beat... Last week, they beat 21st-ranked Illinois. Illinois is coached by Brett Bielema. Brett Bielema is one of my least favorite, but also one of the most successful coaches in Wisconsin football history. During Brett Bielema's tenure of 8 or 10 years, they won 3 Big Ten championships. They went to 3 Rose Bowls. They were the most consistent team to not
make... Was he the one that was handpicked by Alvarez?
Correct.
That's what I thought.
Yep, he did really well. He was eventually fired because, well, that's what happens when you don't... He lost more games towards the end of his thing. Yeah. He was, you know, like all... But he wasn't... He's one of my least favorite dudes. He took Jim Leonard away from me as a fan, but we beat Illinois. We beat Illinois with, once again, just like when we beat Washington, pretty underwhelming stat line. The week before, we lost 31-7 at Indiana.
Indiana's one of the best teams, though.
Correct. So. But, they could have... Again, you can fire a coach at any point during any of this season, and I would have been fine with it, but... You're winning a game with 92 passing yards, 44 rushes for 209 yards. I will give them credit running Wisconsin football.
Yeah.
That is old school, no talent at the quarterback position, no real difference makers on the outside, but we got some big old 300 pounders on the line, and we're just going to keep smashing India until this game is over. And it was successful.
They allowed 5 sacks.
Yeah,
but they also got 5 sacks.
Yeah, their defense, they've been installed. Darrell Peterson was the National Player of the Week. He had 3 sacks. He was great. Their defense looked fantastic. They look focused, and it's disappointing to me because now Luke Fickell's coming back next year. They haven't shown me that they can develop a quarterback. Just like it's football, just like at the high school level, the pro level, in college, if you don't develop a quarterback, you're not going to develop anything else. Doesn't matter where you put your talent or your resources or your coaching. They haven't developed that. So, but
on the plus side, you're not completely last in the Big Ten.
Oh, no. These 2 wins have put them firmly towards the bottom, but not the worst. And strangely enough, if they can beat Minnesota, because that's who they got on Saturday, 4-7 versus 6-5 Minnesota, they can actually qualify for a bowl game if about 20 other teams in college football lose.
So you're saying there's a chance?
They're saying there's a chance because of how good their academic record is, because Wisconsin is, if nothing else, an academic university, if nothing else. They could make very distantly a bowl game, but, you know, whatever. No, their season can be done. I don't even want to do a wrap-up on them because with the portal, it's really hard for me as a fan to connect to anybody in college football. You don't see their face. There's 100 names, and they all change all the time.
Yep.
So, it's college basketball season. It's sort of officially kicked off because the Wisconsin Badgers were on TV yesterday.
Yeah.
They won. They put up 100.
Oh, my gosh.
They're a real – They're a top 25 team. They're fun to watch. They've right done now. The recruiting correctly. Their coach, Greg Gard, is fantastic.
Wow, look at that.
He's a winner all the way around.
Is he?
He is. So I dig that very, very much.
He's a winner right now.
He was a winner last year. He's been a winner consistently. I bemoaned him because he looks like a used car salesman. When he pulls the tie down and starts the flop sweats, he looks like he's going to try to sell me a 2006 Saturn every time. But he brings the guys in, and they play really well. Once again, Nick Boyd is a transfer who came in from San Diego State. He's a fifth-year senior. He's putting up 20 a game. After last year, putting up about 12 a game, not being real consistent, he's in one of the best guards in the country, just like he did last year with John Tonji. I'm really, really optimistic about where the Badgers end up by the end of the year. So that I'm going to talk about every week instead of the Badger football team. That'll bring me a little bit of joy.
That's almost done anyway.
With football. Yeah, one more. We can focus on the NFL. We can do those things. No, you're right. Let's see. I was going to talk about things that I like, but instead I'm going to talk about the things that really made me salty this weekend.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to bring you down just a touch.
Wow, negative stuff.
Just a touch. All right. We were talking last week about how it was so hard to find the sports. Like, we were listing, we must have listed 12 different channels and available networks
just
and apps. Just for football, let alone if you're into soccer, let alone if you need college basketball. Over the weekend, I've come to discover that Netflix has bought the rights to nearly all of the outliers in every pro sport. They're going to be the exclusive broadcast home of, I think it was 3 or 4 football games next year.
Okay.
They're going to be the exclusive home of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, of all the Little League Classics, those fun games where they play in Williamsport. They're going to be, what else was it? They're going to get their hands in wrestling. They're going to get their hands
Their hands are already in wrestling.
They've got their hands in nearly every little bit of sports. And normally it wouldn't bother me, but when I've watched the broadcast of Netflix doing sports, it's really poor. They don't have the professionalism and the depth of knowledge that you come to for watching ESPN. Also, I like Netflix for watching my movies.
Yeah.
And I don't like that my price has gone up. I don't like that. I don't like any of this. It's really diluted our product.
See, what you do when I did, like I had HBO Max for a while, Hulu.
Yeah.
I dropped them.
Okay.
Prior to Black Friday, today.
Sure.
Because now, today...
Now you can get them all on a discount for a hot minute.
Yeah, I'm getting HBO Max for $3 a month.
I'm putting my foot down, man. I'm not doing any of the other things. I don't like Amazon Prime for trying to find a football game. I don't like that there's 6 days of football. I'm just kind of bemoaning the Netflix experience for into sports.
It's like they're diluting the product.
Very much so.
Because we remember when it was, you know, CBS, NBC... Fox.
Well, at a certain point, it wasn't even Fox when I was a kid. It was CBS and it was NBC. That was it. Fox didn't even exist in the sports world.
Right.
There was Sunday at noon, Sunday at 3, Sunday at 7, Monday at 8 o'clock at night, one game. I would go to bed Monday night and not know anything about football, and I wouldn't have to think about it. And now there's a Thursday game, and now there's fantasy football shows and preview shows and documentaries about quarterbacks. And I love sports, but it does make it real hard for your casual fan to just sort of get into, you know, supporting sports. I won't talk about my other worst for the weekend because we're almost out of time.
Yes.
I just wanted to point out, hey, kids, I know you're listening. Please clean up the living room. It's a holiday. I love you very much. They needed to be shouted out. They told me to shout them out. That's cool.
Called out your kids over the radio.
It's the only. I know they're listening. They're sitting there right there. They appreciate this as much as I do.
20 seconds left.
This has been really, really fun doing this live.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you showing up early. Appreciate unlocking the doors. This is such a fun place to do all of this. Have a great time in Viroqua this weekend. The Twinkle Fest is this weekend. Support all the local stuff. Stay safe. Bye, everybody.